I carried my child on my shoulders. My wife took my hand. We all walked at night, walked when the sun had slipped from sight, walked when it would be harder for the children to see what had happened. We left where our homes had been, walked to where the capital had been, decided to go where Virginia had been. Nothing was named anymore, except for us. Men had been eager to destroy their monuments. Bodies were still on the bridge. We stepped over them. I remember when the bodies were a surprise, back before we knew more dead than living, before the scavengers made it too dangerous to bury them. They kept us inside, the scavengers and the boiling sun, but we'd finally run out of supplies. Our food and water and drugs were drained. We decided to walk tonight because it rained. The water was warm poison, but our skin was cracking, our spirits flagging. There were a dozen of us, all who had left the same building, who decided to walk instead of accepting, to march instead of dying. My child sat up from my knapsack, his chin frisked into my hat. We walked silently, wary of attack. We walked steadily into the pitch black. We walked forward because in this world, there's no going back.
There is no going back. We walk into the pitch black. Our skin cracked, the grass burnt beneath our feet. The sun scorches, the rain is poison. It falls across the bodies sprawled in the streets. We walk where we can't see. At night, there are no shadows, nothing to catch, drag, a darkness with no bottom. How deep we have sunk. Our thirst is a river, and the rivers are drying up. We walk, and something is building. Something is breaking. We tell the children stories, questions echoed by silence. The sun is a chariot. The sun is an egg of fire rising. The sun is an archer. The sun is a god who sees everything and does nothing. Who has abandoned us? We have been abandoned. We are hundreds and we walk because we can't go back. We walk and something is building. Something is breaking open.
Can you hear it? Something's breaking. Like a sky made of glass with a million tiny cracks crazing toward the horizon. Don't you hear it? Our grandmothers heard it. Tinkling like the twinkling of the stars, the splintering before the snap, that clap in the sky when everything turned and went hot and dry. Don't you hear it? Or is it just me? The shards are shifting again, creaking and grinding. They're finding it harder to hold back the fracture, the rupture, the rapture, the dashing apart of the world as we know it. Again. Can't you hear it? If we could just for a minute close our eyes in the heat and concentrate on the beat of our feet, every step a statement, our legs a rebellion, our bodies a movement, together. Could we do it? Could we break through to a new place? Again? Can't you hear it? Or is it just me?
Dad grips my hand as we join the mass of bodies, moving without purpose, without destiny, feet shuffling but moving all the same. My mom hoists my little brother high. He will never remember a time before. Before the destruction, before the death, before the dark. This is his world now. I guess it's my world too. But I remember when the world was full of promise and hope, of love and laughter. I want it back. Our feet strike the pavement, one step then two, one foot in front of the other, moving for the joy of it, the wind ruffling my hair, the night quiet except for the sounds of our feet, family and people that, in a different life, might have become friends, joining up until we're a force to be reckoned with. Bad men lurk in the shadows, I know this, have seen what they've done, but walking here and now, I feel safe, will make the shadows retreat. A sudden buzz in the crowd, energy courses among us, creating a chain that connects us. My father clasps my hand tighter, and for the first time since before, I laugh. Our feet are moving together, the sound echoes in the dark under the stars. We're marching.
There was hardly a sun, blistered egg, bloody dawn, but we walked, and we walked, and we walked. We saw gray sludge and semis turned over, burned out, and we walked, and we walked, and we walked. We passed mountains still rising and trees still upreaching, and we walked, and we walked. And our skins hung like sacks, and our palms bled and burned. Bones hollowed, dreams scraped, we dreamed like knives, like hope, like difference, some said. Was no difference at all, but our bones knew, our dreams knew. We eggshelled ourselves, our children grew wings. Our skin slipped right off and our ribs cracked apart and the flowers burst through. We hung round with vines or our muscles were burst by new fins and new teeth. And wild nature was born, uprooted us all as we walked into something like trauma, like love, like forgiveness.